Hello, my name's Beth, and thanks for joining me here on the Paying Creative podcast, where we explore ideas around creativity and the creative life from a pagan and nature-based perspective. We talk about what creativity means to us, how we can draw it out of ourselves, and how we can use it in the world. So this episode sits outside of our usual episodes, and it has been created especially for the festival of Imbolc, or depending upon your path or your traditions, then you might know it as Imbolc or Oimelc or Candlemas or Disablot or some of its other names. You know, Feast of Torches, Snowdrop Festival, Feast of the Waxing Light, Brigid's Day. But all these names point to this midway point between Yule or the winter solstice and Ostara or the spring equinox. This is where we are sitting in the northern hemisphere at the moment. So we're still in winter, but we're seeing the first signs of the spring starting to appear. And the word Imbolc, it translates to in the belly. So it's a time when the new life of spring is not yet visible, but we are becoming aware that that new season is growing under the surface. It's behind the curtain of what we can see. It's very much a time of transition. It's a key point in the progression from one season to another season. And of course, if you are in the southern hemisphere, then you might be looking to the opposite side of the wheel and the festival of Lunasa or Lammas or First Harvest. So if you're also interested in an episode focused on that festival, then please do check out the episode we released for that festival last year if you'd like to join in that celebration. But today, in this episode, we will be focused on the festival of Imbolc. And what you can expect for this episode is some talking about the festival before we go into a quieter space with some poetry, a guided visualization, and a healing candle meditation for our beautiful planet. So let's get started. Now, as I'm sure many of you are aware, within many Celtic paths, this is traditionally the festival of the Celtic goddess Brigid, who you might also know as Brigdi, or Breed, or Brid, or Brigantia, or Britannia. And other goddesses, or the broader feminine energies in the earth or in our human lives, are also celebrated at this time in different traditions. But as Imbolc is a festival of the Celtic calendar, I do want to speak about Brigid a little bit here. And I also like speaking about Brigid because I do have a particular love of her. But she is mainly celebrated at this time as a goddess of fire and water, of creativity and fertility. And her name is derived from the words for fiery or flaming arrow. So you get a real feeling of the life force and the potency associated with this goddess, the strength of the life force that is rising at this time of year and has the resilience and the determination and the persistence to keep going and to break through to the surface. Even at this time where many parts of the Northern Hemisphere are still seeing snow and ice and frost and all kinds of other wintry conditions that might be very inhospitable to any kind of new life that's trying to establish itself in the world. And many of the traditions that are dedicated to Brigid, they're orientated around this fire, representing this sacred flame of life that is being reignited within the earth. And this is a goddess that is traditionally associated with birth and with midwives, with creative inspiration, She's often seen as a patron to artists and to poets and craftspeople. She's seen as the flames of the blacksmith's forge, that fire that transforms an ore to a metal to an object of beauty or purpose. It's Bridget the Healer. And all of these things, they're all gateways for new life or for the renewal of life to enter the world. And this is what we're seeing in nature at this time. The gateways for life to enter the world just starting to creak on their hinges and allow the very first signs of light to shine out through a tiny crack, like the very first sliver of a moon after the full darkness at the new moon, that first sliver in the sky telling us that it has returned, even though it is mostly still sitting in shadow and it is waiting for the gaze of the sun to bathe it fully. And we see it in the early spring flowers, like the snowdrops. It's a time of new beginnings. It's a time that, if we relate to the idea of the triple goddess, of maiden and mother and crone, it's a time that we might associate with the youthful maiden goddess, renewed and stirring from sleep, as this new cycle within the earth begins. As some of the seeds start to send down their roots into the darkness of the earth, and they're out of sight, but they're in motion, they're preparing, they're laying the ground for what is to come. They're establishing themselves so that when it's time to grow up and through the soil towards the light and towards the sun, they've done what they need to do to be rooted in that ground where they want to unfold all of that potential inside them. I sometimes think about this time and can see how it relates to us as humans and the ways that we establish ourselves in the world. You know, when we think about a maiden goddess, we're thinking about someone who is of herself, who is self-possessed, who is driven by the impulses that come from inside her. She hasn't yet grown out of this place where she was created to become blended with another. She's discovering who she is as an individual. And if you have an interest in astrology, then you might agree that it's perhaps no coincidence that this festival falls under the astrological sign of Aquarius, that highlights this need that we all have to discover what it is in us that makes us who we are, and to love it and to celebrate it and to know that the world is a richer, stronger, more beautiful place when it's filled with people who feel free to really live from that place of truth and authenticity inside them. But it's here, in this stage of life, that we first reach into that. You know, it's a natural part of our early development. And if you are not currently in that stage of life, then you probably definitely remember being a young person and trying to grasp at your identity, to understand who you are and what you want to do with what can feel like an endless expanse of time ahead of us at that age. You know, because this is a time of possibility, of potential. You know, it's a time when dreams have not been tried and tested, but they do have the power to fill us with excitement and to fill us with optimism. And of course, for some of us, we might have already been encountering those winter conditions that will challenge those aspirations in the form of criticism and judgment from families and from peers and from the messages that we have been absorbing about ourselves and the possibilities in our life ahead from our society. And because of the way that those challenges can tangle up threads inside us, because of the ways that they can silence us or slow us down or limit what we believe to be possible. I think it's always an interesting exercise to reflect back into that time when we were trying to establish ourselves and to see where our passion was focused. What was the maiden goddess in us dreaming about when she first encountered the world? What possibilities did she see? What did she long to manifest? And of course, as we grow and we see a bit more of life, then other dreams and passions might come forward for us. You know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years and more. It will change our priorities and what matters to us, and we'll discover new things to light the fire in us. But can we remember and be grateful for the seed that we were, that was first awakened in the earth of the world? You know, the point that everything unfolded from as we went on and reached for self-knowledge and to experience and understand ourselves through the creative medium of life and living. I always like to think back to what I wanted to be when I grew up. You know, maybe you have a similar list to this. You know, the lives ahead that you first imagined for yourself. Possibilities that for some reason, which often seems unfathomable by the time you fully reach adulthood, resonated somewhere inside you and showed you something about yourself. For instance, the very first thing I remember wanting to be when I was very little was a nun. And then next I wanted to be an astronaut. And it was after that that I started feeling this huge pull towards all kinds of arts alongside a very intense interest in psychology. And I wanted to be a dancer and I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to be an artist. And at one point I thought I wanted to be an art therapist. Now I look back and I think about little Beth wanting to be a nun, and I can see that the attraction to that, it wasn't anything to do with religion. My perception of a nun at that age was more about someone whose life had a strong internal focus. And to me as a child, I looked at it and I saw a possible life where being quiet and introverted was a positive attribute and people didn't think there was something wrong with you all the time because you didn't talk incessantly. It was okay. In fact, it was desirable to be silent. It was okay to withdraw from the world for periods of time to reflect. And it was a dream. It was a seed that was awakening and showing me something about myself. And with the astronaut aspiration, you know, it's really very safe to say that I do not have an aptitude for sciences unless it has something to do with ceramic glazes. And when I wanted to be an astronaut, in fact, I was desperate to be an astronaut. And it wasn't just because I liked watching Star Trek and Doctor Who. It had nothing to do with science, at least as I thought of it at the time. It was actually because I saw people going into the darkness and the mystery of space and discovering and exploring and seeing amazing, unearthly things, and I wanted to go with them. I wanted that sensation of adventure and of expanding my awareness and of understanding the universe. And of course, you know, I also wanted to experience zero gravity. I wanted to see the Earth from the perspective of the moon. I wanted to understand all of that shining beauty that lit up the vast expanse of the night sky that descended around us every night and that felt like such a wonderful, enchanting thing to me. And I was never going to be an astronaut any more than I was ever going to be a nun. But it was what that astronaut represented. It was what the nun represented in me. And I would ultimately satisfy those particular longings in me with shamanic journeying and with a long-standing fascination with the kind of altered states of consciousness that we can achieve through trusting and opening up our internal senses to explore ourselves and to explore the world. And these were all seeds. They were dreams of potential that were awakening me in me. And they never manifested in their literal form, but they still persisted. They still germinated and found their way out into the world in different forms. And I think that as we tend to learn as we get older, this is often the way that things happen, that the dreams or the ideas in our mind translate differently when they come into the world, when we translate them from a purely mental existence to a physical one. And that can often be the case with art or craft work. You know, we've talked about this before on the podcast, the way that we might adapt something as we create it in the physical world, because we are moving between mediums. I think that in bulk, this time when the dream, the potential of that life force in the earth is starting to awaken and find its way into the world, meeting the challenges of starting that journey from potential to manifestation, it can be a really good time for us to reflect on what our dreams have meant to us in our own lives. You know, how have these dreams about the potential that is inherent in ourselves and in our life contributed to our sense of self? What were those seeds that awakened in us when we were first in that maiden goddess stage of our life? And how have those things transformed or matured or evolved as we've grown through these cycles of renewal that the earth and we have gone through together? And what is the maiden goddess in us now wanting us to awaken? What have we been dreaming about that we want to initiate or to renew with the earth? Now, maybe we're emerging from a difficult period in our life and we need a fresh start to dream a different dream from the one that we were living in. But who are we in that new state with that clean slate? Who do we want to be? How are we going to choose to define ourselves? With liberation or limitation? With a new perspective? Or more of the same old, same old? You know, at this time of year, we have an opportunity to reinvent ourselves. And that doesn't mean pretending to be someone that we're not. It's quite the opposite. It means contemplating the idea that we might be more than we thought we were if we would only open our eyes and look. You know, that maybe the person we were, it's no longer the person we are or the person that we could evolve into if we allow ourselves to move out of winter and out of the shadows of the dark cave and out of our hibernation, out of the mist and out of the dullness and into this new cycle of life that wants to carry us along with it, that is inviting us to unfold and to grow and to become new. As those gates slowly start to open up and show us just a little bit of that life force that is getting ready to come flowing through and to become available to us. How do we want to get ready for it? Are we going to follow the example of the plants and lay our roots down strongly and ground ourselves in our sense of who we are and what we want for our lives? As we've said, maybe that sense of self is challenged and tested, just like those early spring flowers that endure the frost and the late snow. But they bloom anyway. You know, have you ever looked at some of those flowers blooming in the snow or during the winter and thought that they look out of place in a landscape where everything looks leafless and old and decaying? There, poking his head through all of that, is a beautiful new bloom. And I've often found that so extraordinary. But what a powerful and beautiful example from nature of how to stand up and be yourself, even if everything in your environment says that who you are is not okay, that you don't fit or that you don't belong. Nature shows us at this time of year, these brave little flowers show us, do it anyway. Because how do you feel when you look at those flowers poking up through the winter landscape, you know, or springing up in a place where everything else is sleeping? I think most people feel pretty uplifted when they see those flowers appear. They're like a symbol of hope. They're a reminder of the beauty of a simple flower, of what is to come, of what is possible. You know, and who is to say that you can't be a snowdrop or a crocus or whatever flowers it is that bloom where you are this time of year, or that bloom in a challenging environment where you don't expect them? Who's to say that you can't be that flower for another person or another living creature or a place or the planet, simply through being rooted in your sense of you and doing your best? It is often not very easy, but doing your best to be that person in your life, even if it might seem like you don't belong where you are. You know, now, just for the sake of clarity, obviously, I am not talking about any kind of situation that is toxic or abusive or draining for you in any way. But there are many situations where perhaps where you are needs you exactly as you are, exactly because you are different. And your difference shines a light into that place, exactly because it doesn't have what you are. You know, it takes courage to be different. It takes courage to acknowledge our difference to ourselves, and even more to acknowledge it to others. But this time of year kind of gives us a helping hand, because the earth is embodying this as well. And interestingly, the goddess Bridget is also a goddess of memory and knowledge. So perhaps her presence at this time, it also helps us to remember who we are to ourselves, to reclaim and renew the self-knowledge that lets us enter and engage with the world on our own terms, as the person that the earth wants and needs us to be, so that we don't lose ourselves when we step out to join with others. And that maiden goddess who lives in all of us encourages us to retain our sense of empowerment and our sense of sovereignty as we move through our life, and to let ourselves be renewed as that life force starts to flow up through us like a healing spring, that flows up through the earth to the surface and out into the world for the benefit of all. I'd like to invite you now to share in some poetry, in a pathworking meditation and a healing candle meditation all around these themes of In Bulk that we've been exploring. And as always, please do only enter into this if your attention is not needed elsewhere, such as if you are driving or you are taking care of children or you are operating any kind of machinery. But if you are in a position to settle down and relax, then I want to invite you now to find a comfortable place to sit or to lie down, making sure that your body is well supported, that you're nice and cozy so that you can close your eyes and to just sink into some relaxation. So please just take a few moments just to get yourself comfortable. And when you are settled and you are ready, then I will begin with an In Bulk poem that I wrote at this time 1 year. And it was written for the goddess Bridget. But please do just receive it in whatever way has meaning for you, whether that is for a specific deity that you relate to at this time of year, or whether you simply want to relate to the life force awakening within the earth or yourself, or all of the above. But here we go. Woman of the fire, burning. Midwife and the crone, birthing. Bringing stone to life, greening. Virgin crowned with flowers, rising. Here within the snow, in the frost and the ice, in the blooms cutting through to rise. Here within the winter, the metal waxing soft in the moon stars, fire in the first bud of desire. Igniting seed, she is warming. Awakening trees, she is calling. Turning wheels, she is spinning. Intention has been born. She is returned. So just take a moment now to close your eyes and get as comfortable as you can, making any small adjustments to your body that will allow you to let go of just a little more tension. And when you're ready, just take a few deep breaths, just as deep as feels comfortable for you. Just letting any tightness in your body flow away from you on your exhale. Just bringing your attention to your chest and your belly. Feel yourself breathing into them. Slowly and gently, observing your body breathing and allowing that rhythm to calm you and soften you. And as you breathe, just imagine yourself breathing in new energy that fills your body. See that growing bigger and brighter with each breath until it starts to expand all around you. Creating a cloak or a bubble of light that completely surrounds you and holds you, reaching over your head and under your feet, just let it grow with each breath, filling you with light and energy. As it grows, just allow your heart and your belly to soften. Let your mind relax. You can imagine it like a clenched hand uncurling. The muscle of your mind relaxing and letting go. Just continue to be aware of your breath as it moves into you and out of you, gently energizing you as you allow your body to relax deeper and deeper into your seat or into the ground or the bed where you're lying. And you feel that support all around you, bringing your attention to the places where the ground meets your body. Start to bring your attention now to where the base of your spine is in contact with the surface that is beneath you. Just imagine for a few breaths that you can breathe into the base of your spine. Feel that area becoming warm. And imagine it opening up to make a connection with the earth. Just imagine that you're sending down a root from the base of your spine, or you can do this from the soles of your feet if you prefer, and imagine that you're sending it down into the earth, down through all of the layers of soil and rocks, all the layers of history and roots. You let that rope travel down and down to the center of the earth, right down to the earth fire at the center of the planet. Just imagine that warm fire flowing up through your root, up into your body, to your feet and your legs, into your pelvis, your torso, into your heart, and up and out through the top of your head, flowing down and around you and back down to the earth. And as you do this, imagine the light of the sun above you flowing down onto the top of your head, down through your head to your heart, down through your torso, your pelvis, your legs, your feet, and down into the earth. And take a moment to feel yourself as a beautiful bridge of light joining the sky and the earth. And when you're ready, I'd like to ask you to imagine that you are standing on a winter hillside in the early hours of the morning, just before the dawn breaks fully. And you can see the colour of the sky is softening and lightening at the horizon, but there's no sun visible yet. The air is cool on your skin, and the ground is hardened under your feet. Just take a few moments to use all of your senses to get a sense of this place. And as you stand in this place, you become aware of the gentle sound of running water. And you notice that not far from you is a natural spring that is bubbling out of the ground, forming a little pool before it runs down the hillside. And you make your way to it, and you see that there is a rock beside it with small offerings of feathers and leaves that have been left by others that have visited this place. And as you stand by this spring, you find that you have a small candle in your hand. What colour is this candle? And as you hold this candle, take a moment or two to call to mind something that you would like to awaken or initiate or renew in your life or in yourself. What is your dream? Where in you or in your life do you want to open up and release your potential so that it can flow? Let yourself really feel this dream. Let it fill your heart with golden light. And imagine that golden light flowing down your arms and into your hands and into your candle. And as this golden light builds, a small flame appears at the wick. And you kneel down and place the candle into the little pool at the top of the spring, knowing that this water will not put out this spark of life, but will protect and will carry your flame into the world like the waters of the womb. And as you watch your little candle floating on the water, it starts to move and flow along the little stream that runs down the hillside, flowing faster and faster as it descends. And you follow the flame through the half light, running faster and faster to keep up with it, forgetting your adult self and feeling the child inside you joyful and free as you run and you jump after the little light of your dream floating on the water down the hillside. Eventually, the land starts to level out and the water enters a wooded area at the bottom of the hill. And as you enter this place and you start to walk alongside the little stream through the trees, take some moments to get a sense of this winter forest, of the bare branches, the evergreens, the faded remains of the vegetation from the old cycle. Are there any birds or animals in this woodland? Is there any snow on the ground here? And as you continue along the path beside the stream, you find yourself arriving at a large pool surrounded by trees whose branches overhang the water, their grey trunks covered in vibrant green moss. The whole place is filled by a soft golden light from all of the candles that are floating in the pool, their flames reflected in the surface of the water. They are surrounded by little golden sparks that are flitting from one to another and in and out of the trees. And you feel the magic in the air of this place. And as you look at all of these candles, you know that these are all of the dreams and wishes and desires that you have sent along the stream in previous cycles. Take some time to look into these old flames and let them show you images or sensations of what they represent. Old dreams that might have changed or evolved, or simply been let go in favor of something else. Allow yourself to remember them, to honor them as parts of you at different times in your life, and enjoy the light and the warmth and the beauty of the dreams that have flowed from you, regardless of whether they were manifested or not, knowing that sometimes it's in remembering that we awaken and bring life back to the parts of us that we most need. And as you gaze into these flames, you notice that on the other side of the water, a woman has appeared, the Imbolc goddess, who is welcoming you to this place of potential and awakening. She invites you to enter the water of this pool and to be cleansed in these waters of possibility and renewal, to let them wash over you and prepare you for the new cycle of life ahead. And as you emerge on the other side of the water, she takes your hand and leads you deeper into the winter trees until you come to two trees that are forming an archway that is filled with a shimmering mist of swirling colors. And she leads you through this gateway into the world that lies beyond. And you find yourself in a woodland that is filled with trees and plants that are growing and unfolding, green and vibrant, radiating vitality and life. And the Imbolc goddess tells you that this is the place of the earth's dream, the dream of all the life within nature, all of the potential, all of the possibilities that are preparing to flow into the wintry world that you have come from. Take a few moments now to really feel this energy of life force that is flowing all around you. She leads you deeper into the trees and takes you to stand beneath a leafy branch. She points up to the branch to show you the chrysalis of a butterfly that is still sleeping. And she asks you to hold your dream, or your wish, or your vision whatever you have wished to awaken. She asks you to hold it in your heart and as you watch the chrysalis, you see it start to open to reveal the butterfly within. After a few moments, it spreads its wings to reveal its colours and its patterns as it flutters down to land on your hand. How does your butterfly look? What colours and patterns are on the wings? Take some time now to talk with the Imbolc goddess. This is your time to ask her whatever you want to or need to. So take some moments to have that conversation now. When you've had your conversation, the Imbolc goddess takes your hand again and leads you to a little clearing in the trees where there stands a rock covered in carvings and a large bowl of flames seated on top. She reaches into the bowl of flames and pulls something out, handing it to you as a gift. And this gift, in whatever form it appears, is a symbol of the potential that lives inside you, of the dreams that are waiting to be awakened within you. It's a symbol of the nature of the creative life force that flows through you. And it might relate to the dream or the intention that you've been working with, or it might be something different. This potential, it lives inside you always. But this is a symbol that you can carry with you, that you can visualize and imagine with all of your senses when you have need of it. Take a few moments now to get a clear sense of what this is and how it feels to you. You thank the Imbolc goddess, and you know that it is time to leave this place. Your butterfly flutters from your hand, and you follow it, walking with the goddess to the threshold with the winter woodland beyond. You say your goodbyes, and you follow your butterfly through the coloured mists, back through the trees, around the pool of candles, until you are once more standing on the other side of the water. And as the butterfly flutters around you, you see that the archway of mist is slowly fading away, that the trees are fading away, the water and the candles are fading away, and you allow this place to fade from your senses and slowly start to move your focus back to your physical body, becoming aware of the form of your body, of your arms and your legs and your torso and your head. Let the image of the trees fade completely. And imagine a cloak of leaves wrapping around your shoulders, holding you in this energy of nature, holding you safe embracing you in love and support. And you take some deep breaths in, bringing your attention to the feeling of air moving through your body, the way that it expands your chest and your belly. Start to imagine you can breathe in through your feet. Just bring your attention to the soles of your feet. Be aware of them making contact with the ground as you allow your body to slowly and gently move. First your toes, your fingers. You could roll your head from side to side. You could roll your shoulders. Just allow your body to move in any way that feels gentle and comfortable for you. Just become aware the sounds in your room. Become aware of the chair or the bed supporting you. And know that you can return to the winter woodland whenever you want to. For now, before you open your eyes, I want to invite you to remain in this space of relaxation for a little while longer with your eyes closed as we share a healing candle. I have lit a candle now as our in-bulk flame, and I'd like to invite you to imagine that candle and its flame burning in the darkness. Imagine that flame as a point of connection for all of the beautiful shining hearts that are taking part in this space, regardless of time or place. A single point of focus. A single point of light that radiates out to bless each one of us with its warmth and its healing, energizing us, opening us, uplifting and illuminating us in whatever way we have need of it. So let's just take a couple of minutes now to be with that space. And see this now as a flame that radiates out beyond us to touch the hearts of all of those who wish to receive it, finding its way into every dark space, bringing transformation and renewal. A gift of healing and peace. And let's set our intention that this in bulk flame might bring awakening to the hearts that it touches, that it might open up internal gateways so that the beauty of each being's authentic self, each being's creative life force, can flow freely and make the world shine with the light of diversity and truth. It might welcome us into wholeness as one planet and one universe. Let it shine warmth and peace into the hearts of all who desire it. The peace of unity, harmony, togetherness, hearts joined with all beings held in this light. And let's just stay in this space together for a few minutes now. And there will be silence for this time, so please don't worry that there's anything wrong with your device. Just relax and just be open to that intention, and I'll bring you back when it's time. blessed be. And when you're ready, just allow yourself once again to become aware of the room where you're sitting or lying. Become aware of the sounds and the sensations of your body, of your limbs, of the support that you're lying on. Bring attention to your breath. Feel it expanding your chest and your belly, pulling you into your body, present and aware. When you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so I really hope that you have enjoyed our In Bulk celebration here today. We will bring this space to a close here, but as always, thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you all of the blessings of this time of year as we continue our journey through these winter months towards the full rebirth of the spring. And so much love, so much light and beauty flowing out to you. But bye for now.